This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
And we're from Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
Every second and fourth Tuesday of the month here on WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Bridge Street Theater.
Wave Farms WGXC wishes to acknowledge the generous support of the Chuk and Maiman families in memory of Bob Chuk of Perling, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. We are grateful.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
To be a sanctuary, pure and holy,
tried and true.
Try.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. It is so. It is said. It is done. We worship God. We worship you, O Lord. We give you your glory, your honor, your praise. We thank you for the blessings you have bestowed upon us, God. You didn't have to, you chose to, and we are grateful. We don't take it for granted, or do we take it lightly? God, I thank you, Lord. There are no bombs bursting in our air, no bullets flying over our heads, no troops or tanks marching in our streets. May it ever be so. Thank you, God, for shedding grace upon America. And as we come into the memory, oh God, of those who have sacrificed serving, oh God, this nation in military operations, God, oh Lord, we thank you, God. In this Memorial Day weekend, we come before you with grateful hearts for all, oh God, that you have done to keep America safe, Lord, to keep us under the shadow of your wing. I thank you, God, now, and I'll thank you forever. Yeah, in the kingdom and the world with no end. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is Memorial Day weekend. Praise be to God. And we say blessed Memorial Day to all of our military veterans, all of those who have lost loved ones and who went into military service, those who came back marred, scarred, wounded, injured, inwardly, outwardly. We remember, we take this day as a nation to think about you, and we say thank God for you. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. How you doing this morning, Brother Randall?
I am doing very well, and a happy good morning, a happy Sunday, and good morning to all God's people out there. May everyone receive love, peace, and joy as we play some righteous music this morning.
Amen. Music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Praise be to God. The heart, the mind, and the soul. That's what you get right here. Because there's a bright side to all of this. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York. Our studio operation areas, but hallelujah, beloved, we are everywhere. WGXC.org online. Anytime, hallelujah, you can always get to the bright side. Just go to the archive and find a day and pick it and be blessed. Amen. We heard Sanctuary Alpha and Omega by Israel and New Breed. And we have a lineup of seven songs, 30 minutes of music back to back. I remember Travis Green and Forward City will be coming up next. After that, Relationships pouring forth on. Not He Got Me, Pastor Mike Jr., Amazing God, Mercy Chinwo, Lord, You Are Good, Todd Galbraith, I Want to Say Thank You, James Greer and Company featuring Morette Brown Clark, Worthy of It All with CC Winans. After that, we will come back with my spiritual social commentary on this Memorial Day weekend. I remember Relationships, He Got Me. Amazing God, Lord, You are good. I want to say thank you. You're worthy of it all. Let the music play, my friend. 30 minutes, seven songs back to back.
Take this cup. Drink of me, take this bread, think of me. These were the words you spoke to me. So whenever I'm lonely, I won't forget. I remember what you said. Thank you.
take my yoke. Come to me, take this rest. I'm all you need. These were the words that you spoke to me. So whenever I'm lonely, I won't forget. I remember what you said.
Yeah.
When you were playing that record, what were you thinking?
Snap your fingers and dance. I know in the end you win. Hey, hey, hey. Let me tell you how my God came through. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. You on the verge of a breakthrough. Please know, if it break you, it's gonna make you stay strong. I promise in the end you win. And you gonna tell your friends,
he's so good.
If you sick, I know a healer.
Me too.
Bill passed due and he came through.
Me too.
Didn't deserve it, but he loved me.
Me too.
This ain't no cap, I know that
he's so good.
You on the verge of a breakthrough, please know. If it break you, it's gonna make you stay strong. I promise in the end you win, and you gonna tell your friends
he's so good.
He so,
he's so good.
So, so,
he's so good.
I promise in the end you win, and you gonna tell your friends
he's so good.
828
says
out of knowing
it will
work for your good.
I know you get weak, but
be
help us on the way. Just I'ma praise him in advance.
Believe.
I know I'm in his hands.
Our Father, who art in heaven, that's how I address him. Get down on my knees and I count my blessings, because I'm blessed. I used to be stressed until I gave it all to him, and then he cleaned up the mess. Yes, Lord, have mercy, because they know not what they do, and keep my Bible for survival and a little bit of assurance. Just like Blackjack, gotta ask him what the book say. The mantis from Atlantis as we pray. A swarm of locusts couldn't keep me from my focus. Got my eyes on him, and so he put the enemy on notice. No eviction, just conviction. My soul belonged to the Most High, Yeshua, on a mission.
Yeah, snap your fingers and dance. I know in the end you win. Let me tell you how my God came through. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. You on the verge of a breakthrough. Please know, if it break you, it's gonna make you stay strong. I promise in the end you win, and you gonna tell your friends
he's so good.
If you sick, I know a healer.
Me too.
Bill passed through and he came through.
Me too.
Don't deserve it, but he love me.
Me too.
This ain't no cap, I know that
he's so good.
On the verge of a breakthrough, please know, if it break you, it's gonna make you stay strong. I promise in the end you win, and you gonna tell your friends
he's so good.
He so,
he's so good.
So, so,
he's so good.
I promise in the end you win, and you gonna tell your friends
he's so good.
Amazing God, amazing God, no. Always come through for me. Amazing God, amazing God, amazing God, no. You always come through for me. Amazing God.
say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I tried,
if
it wouldn't work. If I tried, it wouldn't work because. Come on and lift up your voices.
So good
to me. Come on, say,
Lord,
you've been so good.
You've been so good.
I don't know why you do it, God, but God knows we're grateful. Of our Savior. So many doors.
So many ways you've made.
So many times. Has He been better than good to anybody? So many
doors.
So many ways.
So many times.
Tell somebody, you've been better than good to me.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org online all the time. And at Archive, the Bright Side somewhere. Also, the Tuesday afternoon show, first and third Tuesdays with Pastor Tim and Brother Randall. Yes, beloved, you can access us anywhere, anytime. There's a Bright Side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC this Memorial Day weekend. We are here with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we have more of that coming right now. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. I want to say thank you. Worthy of it all. Yes, God, you're worthy of it all. After that, I'll be back.
How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shekinah, when there was no way, oh God. You made a way. Cause you've been so good. Come on, lift that up. You've been so good. right there, right there. Let him hear your heart in that tonight.
You've been so good.
When I almost lost my mind,
you've been so good.
When the enemy came in like a flood,
you've been so good.
Everybody lift your voice, say,
so good.
If you have something to thank God for, just help us simply tell him thank you. Come on and sing, Mara.
If I never live another day.
Yes.
If I never see another smiling face.
If I never breathe.
If I never breathe another breath.
Or take another
or
step.
Or take another step. I want to say thank you.
Sing it.
If I never hear what's to be heard, if I never speak another word, if I never see another sight or take another bite, I want to say thank you. Thank
Come
you.
On, company.
Oh,
thank you for all that you've done thus far.
Thank you for being the God that you are. I know you're able.
I wanna say
thank you. What if I never take another walk? If I never have another talk? If I never hear another voice or make another choice? I wanna say thank you. Come on.
the sun to the going down of the same.
Yes, hallelujah. For from you are all things, hallelujah, and in you are all things. You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. Well, praise the Lord, beloved. For those of you who are just getting on, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist from Overcomer Ministries International Church, bringing you the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. Yes, beloved, don't quit in the dip. You hang in there, all right? Well, praise be to God. You know, God does deserve the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. And we don't say that trite, and we don't say it rote. We say it because of a lived experience and the testimonies of so many millions and billions on the planet who have had that connection and relationship with the eternal and the all-wise, the one divine, hallelujah, the one all-divine God, Father of all faith and all faithful, hallelujah, who has made the knowledge of himself perfected through the Son, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, hallelujah. And on this Memorial Day weekend, as we commemorate and celebrate our servicemen and women, and particularly those who made the ultimate sacrifice of their lives, it is a reminder of also Jesus the Christ who made that sacrifice as well. I want to share. Well, before I do, I want to say thank you. Yesterday, we had Pray Columbia County in lieu of the National Day of Prayer, which was in the first Thursday of the month. Ordinarily, we would have an observance of the National Day of Prayer, but for circumstances beyond our control, we were not able to. And the Lord said, oh, no, you're going to pray for this county this year. And that was yesterday. This so wonderful, so many wonderful people came out to share in prayer, and God just really blessed and used. There was someone walking by, and we invited them to come and join, and they had just lost a loved one this past week, and we were there to pray for them and encourage them. What a blessing. We prayed for our military, our government, our businesses, our art, media, entertainment. We prayed for families and churches, and we prayed for our town supervisors in our towns and city and villages and hamlets around our county. And we prayed that God's blessing and God's hand and territory would extend way beyond our physical account. What a blessed, beautiful day God gave us. And so to all of you who came, even from Kingston, New York, praise be to God. And the pastors who came, Pastor Allen and Reverend Pastor Gloria, Pastor Iris, Pastor Ed, myself, And then so many ministers and lay leaders from around. And a shout out to Paint Amy Church, who always celebrates and serves along with this ministry. Just a blessing to have been your pastor over 30 years ago and still have such a strong connection and bond, one in the Spirit, one in the Lord, to the labors and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I wanted to shout you all out and let you know that I will remember and never forget. Hallelujah. Nor will the gates of heaven forget. Listen, our president, as has been the custom since 1950, wrote a proclamation for Memorial Day. And as has been my custom, I share the presidential proclamations on these national observance days. So I want to take a moment and share this one. As I read it, it just felt so heartfelt and heart expressed. And of course, we know that he had a son that served and ultimately lost his life to a battle of cancer. Well, we remember Bo today as well. So this Memorial Day, we honor the brave women and men who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation's freedom. We recommit to keeping our sacred obligation to their survivors, families, and caregivers. Together, we vow to honor their memories by carrying on their work to forge a more perfect union. Since our nation's founding, members of our armed forces have been willing to lay down their lives, not for a person or a place, but for an idea unlike any other in human history, the idea of the United States of America. We are the only nation in the world founded on the idea that we are all created equal and deserve to be treated equally throughout our entire lives. Generations of America's beloved daughters and sons have dared all, risked all, and given all for this idea. Today, as they lie in eternal peace, we continue to live by the light of liberty they kept burning bright. To all those grieving the loss of a loved one who wore the uniform, including our Gold Star families, and to all those who have a loved one still missing or unaccounted for, our country sees you and mourns with you. I know how painful this day can be, how it can bring you back to the day you lost a piece of your soul. It is overwhelming. No words can ease that grief. But I hope you find a small measure of solace in knowing that we will never forget the price your loved one paid for our freedom. And we will never stop trying to repay the debt of gratitude we owe you and them. This is our vow today, and that is our vow always. May God bless our fallen heroes. May God bring comfort to their families. May God protect our troops. In honor and recognition of all of our fallen service members, the Congress, by a joint resolution approved May 11, 1950, as amended, has requested that the President issue a proclamation calling on the people of the United States to observe each Memorial Day as a day of prayer for permanent peace and designating a period on that day when the people of the United States might unite in prayer and reflection. The Congress, by Public Law 106-579, has also designated 3 o'clock p.m. local time on that day as a time for all Americans to observe in their own way the national moment of remembrance. And now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim Memorial Day, May 27, 2024, as a day of prayer for permanent peace. And I designate the hour beginning in each locality at 11 o'clock a.m. of that day as the time when people might unite in prayer and reflection. I urge the press, radio, television, and all other information media to cooperate in this observance. I further ask all Americans to observe the National Moment of Remembrance beginning at 3 o'clock p.m. local time on Memorial Day. I request the governors of the United States and its Commonwealth and territories and the appropriate officials of all units of government to direct that the flag be flown at half staff until noon on this Memorial Day on all buildings, grounds, and naval vessels throughout the United States and in all areas under its jurisdiction and control. I encourage families, friends, and neighbors to post tributes to our fallen service members through the Veterans Legacy Memorial at vlm.cem.va.gov. That's vlm.cem.va.gov, so that we may learn more about the lives and contributions of those buried in national, state, and tribal veteran cemeteries. I also request the people of the United States to display the flag at half staff from their homes for the customary forenoon period. And this is the proclamation for Memorial Day 2024. I thought it was just worthy of sharing as not just a proclamation by the president, but by the heartfelt sentiments of a man and a father who has a son who has served and knows full well. I think he has served also, I'm not sure. It puts me in mind, beloved, as I get ready to close out because my time is going short, but it puts me in mind, and for all of you who are Christians, I'm sure it puts you in mind of that ultimate sacrifice of our Lord and Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ. The scriptures that were written, as I said even last week, 40, I think, different offers over several thousand years wrote to us time and time again, amen, about the sacrifice of the Messiah and that one would come who would restore us in relationship, who would give us peace, who would give us a higher level of meaning and understanding and purpose in life and in our view of the world and why we are here. And, you know, in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." And then in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, "God demonstrates his own love for us in this way. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Doesn't that put you in thought of Memorial Day? You know, America doesn't have it all together. We're not perfect by any means, but there are those who are willing to die for the idea of America, to go into battle. Some go, yes, you know, this is the only career choice. It's the way they see out of poverty. It's the way they see to provide for their families. But they know and understand that it also means that they are going to put their lives on the line for this government, for this nation, for this constitution, for these ideas and ideals that are even now truly under attack. So we have to be mindful of those sacrifices and service people and their families and fight and not be complacent and not be lackadaisical. If people tell us that our democracy is under attack, believe it. When people tell you who they are, they show you who they are, believe them. You know, premarital counselors tell you, don't go into that marriage thinking you're going to change that man or change that woman. They showed you who they are, believe them, believe them. And so when our candidates running for different offices show us who they are, when they tell us that on day one, they're going to make these kind of changes to our government structure, to our democracy. Believe them when they tell you they're going to go after their enemies and they're going to dismantle institutions and agencies that have got us to where we are today and helping us to get into a more perfect union. Believe them. But I digress. I digress. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit." And this is where I want to end and say, let it be so. Let it be that those who died in service for this country in our military actions, hallelujah. And they might not have been on the battlefield. It could have been an accident. It could have been that they just from natural causes or illnesses, but they had that uniform. They gave that commitment. We remember them and we pray that though they died in the body, they are made alive in the spirit. May we who live in the body also be made alive in the spirit. In the spirit of Pentecost last week, when Jesus Christ said, "I'm going to go, but I'm going to send you a comforter, and wait for the power of that spirit to come upon you. You'll be my witnesses throughout the world. There's a spiritual power, beloved, that we can receive, and we don't have to go through hocus pocus. It is a gift given to us from God, right? Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm getting ready to get up out of here. We got another song for you. One hallelujah on this Memorial weekend. And after that, I'll come back with my final comment. When it's all said and done, beloved, there's only one. We give God a great hallelujah. Listen, beloved, I want to share for those who are nearby, and thank God for our friend Google, right? Because Google can let us know what's going on. So, yeah, I went and asked Google about Memorial Day events. And so there will be on tomorrow at 9:45 a.m., the Memorial Day ceremony in the city of Hudson, where we are, will begin at 7th Street Park with a wreath-laying ceremony at the Veterans Memorial. And then it will process to the Washington Park, where we were yesterday, at 401 Union Street. And the keynote speaker will be Malcolm Nance, who is a retired Navy man. He was the keynote last year, and I guess he did such a good job, which he did, that they are having him come back again. So if you are in the vicinity and you were looking for something to do in community, then come on out and join us tomorrow morning at 9:45. Then also 9:45 a.m., that is, in Philmont, there will be a Memorial Day parade and ceremony starting at the Montgomery American Legion Post 252, and it will process to Memorial Park at 83 Main Street. That starts at 9 a.m. They set up at 8:30 and step off at 9 a.m. And in Chatham, the Chatham American Legion Post will host a Memorial Day parade beginning at 11 a.m., and the parade will head down Kinderhook Street to the traffic circle that intersects the center and Main Streets and continue down Main Street to Hudson Avenue, where it will continue up Cemetery Hill to the Chatham Rural Cemetery. So we want to let you know about these events. I don't know about arrangements for Philmont and Chatham. I know in Hudson, in the event of rain, the parade will be canceled, but they will gather at the American Legion building in Route 25 in Stockport. All right. So I am planning to be out there. I hope you will be if you can. And if you can't, just say a prayer. Think about those who are out there and those who are no longer here, and keep us all together in prayer. Listen, I want to say also a happy birthday to all you May birthday babies. And those of you who have a birthday or Memorial Day, We remember you too. Yes, beloved. Amen. We are remembering and celebrating you. Remember never to forget that God loves you. I love you too. But God loves you best, better than all the rest. Acknowledge that and rest in that and stay blessed. This is Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries International Church. Shout out to Overcomer Ministries. Hallelujah. Always there and just a blessing to our community and to my life. And so thank you for showing up and showing out in God's glory like you did on yesterday, like you always do. All right, I'm out. Peace. God bless you. Love you.